Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Domenico Ciarello, Cole Galloway, and At. I would like to talk about, does rewarding only the final results encourage and justifies the means behavior? Cole, kick us off.
Oh, I want to come down on one side or the other. I think it depends. You know, life, all life's great questions are depends. But for me, I'll take the tact of, as a person that both professionally, when I'm looking at how to help kids and adults alter the outcome, become more mobile, become more community engaged, oftentimes we're just focused on the process. Those elements that have to come together, that what we measure is process. We don't really measure outcome as much. So I'm so process driven. Also in my management of my lab and a collective of sort of worldwide builders of technology for kids, we often jujitsu the outcome and put it back into the process. So we are afraid to sort of get so outcomes driven that we don't care so much about the process. And so we'll make the outcome part of the process and the process many steps part of the outcome. So we sort of mix that.
I want to add, I think it comes down to which industry we're talking about. Like if the car salesman, for example, right? They have end goals that they're trying to reach and that's what they're focused on. But if you talk about large corporations, right, there's so many other elements that play in part. I'm in IT, I look at how we build teams. Leadership is a big part of how we drive outcomes, right? And that in part, it is focused on what the end result's gonna be, but it's also focused on how as leaders, we're building the teams. How as leaders, we are grooming our teams and getting them to a certain place where they are learning from their mistakes. It's not just about failure or just one end result, but it's how we get the transformational sustainable growth over time, right? That's what gets people really encouraged, keep our people staying in the same corporation. That's what people stay and don't leave and switch jobs. Encourage that behavior. If you talk about, if you just focus on the outcome, it's always going to be, I'm just going to get it done no matter what. Is it really healthy for you? Are you doing the right ways to doing things? So it's very critical to integrate those factors and how our employees are working, how our teams are working. Are they happy with their job or not? Because in the end, you may gain a short-term benefit, but you may lose in the long term.
Domenico, you sent me an email back when I sent out this topic and you were very staunch. So I'd love to hear your opinion. Well, why do you think?
I'm not sure if I stuck with my decision. And probably the reason why is it all depends on the industry. I come from the sporting industry. So what happened is these sales reps that work in the sporting industry have quotas to meet every year. They've got a certain amount of items they have to sell. They have to hit a certain amount of volume. The thing about the sporting industry is because it's cyclical, you've got these off seasons, say in hockey. So you've got these months where sales reps are completely dry and you can't beat them over the head because the end of the fiscal year is the way they look at their numbers. So they might have a great August until January. And then, February, March, April, May, the spring is very, very slow. So what happens is they're end of the road type of people where they look and they say to themselves, I have to meet $10 million in sales. And, that happens sometimes in 6 months of the 12 months of the year. So, that's in my perspective on it is when you look at the industry, the rules change for everybody.
And I feel like when you only reward the end result, it absolutely creates just the idea that you can justify anything as long as you get the end result. And I think it comes down to the integrity of the people involved. And so if you have someone in your organization who doesn't have great integrity and you're only rewarding end result, they're going to pinch corners and they're going to walk on people and whatever. That's been my experience, is that is a reality.
I've had this situation that even though I'm a very generous person, and I do agree that you've got to reward people along the way, I also play the devil's advocate saying sometimes you compensate somebody or you give somebody something too soon and then they end up slacking off. In my case, as I said, I come from the sporting goods industry. These guys are built on sales quotas and it's based on a fiscal year. So they can sit around even like a car salesman and do nothing for like 2-3 months. And then all of a sudden in the last 9 months of the year, they kill it.
I think another factor here is your outcome of interest? And if it is sales, then whether you're selling hockey pucks or or Nissan Sentras, I think those individuals can plug in and plug out. Their real jam is the sale, maybe the hunt, maybe the catch. I think for those of us that truly love something about our work, I think we love the process and the outcome. So for example, you've got a sales rep that's in hockey and they are just hockey. And I've got two people in my life, two 15-year-old girls that do hockey and they're hockey. And they may grow up to be greatest salespeople ever. And they will be all about the outcome. And they will also be all about that process of encouraging every single person to get that front tooth knocked out in that awesome game in January. And I hope for everybody that you get into a situation in business and in life where you do value the process and that end result will just, I think, will come. And I do agree with other folks that you need to push. And if someone's slacking back because of early reward, that to me would signal you're not really a hockey fanatic. You're a sales fanatic, and we need to find a better fit for you in terms of your reward.
I think if you look at your perspective, entrepreneur, which I am, and I've always been for the past 35 of my years of my life, it's never been about the money. It never has been. It's all about actually seeing your product on the shelf. And the biggest thrill is when I see my friends all over the world take a picture of my product at Costco or Sports Experts, and they go, hey, I'm in Calgary Sports Experts or Calgary Costco, and I see your rocket dryers on the shelf. So as an entrepreneur, it's the passion for sure, and it's the whole process. The money will come.
So from industry to industry, things might change, right? The sales companies or retail might have a different way of handling things. But if you look down at the core, the managers are key to that, right? We all have to be result driven, right? We all have to focus on it. Do we achieve our goal in the end? Are we going to be sustainable? Am I making enough money to really be able to pay my bills? And even if as an entrepreneur, I got to focus on, am I making enough to get me going? But at the same time, I think it comes down to those leaders within that team who's driving that, you know, how are they rewarding it, right? Are they rewarding it? Are they really focused on, I don't care how you do it, just get it done? Or they have an approach where they're saying, you know, I understand. They're integrated with the process, with their team members. They understand what's going on. So I see a lot of corporations today taking that route, right? They're more responsible socially. They're taking that route at the same time. You know, this year, reviews are not that common. They're more, let's meet every month, see how we're doing. How do we get to the next step, right? Instead of, I'm just going to reward you at the end, either you pass or fail. So I think that's, we're shifting away from that and come down to the individual team members and their managers, how they're driving that success, that mindset. Very important, that culture.
I do think that in sports and in corporate, I see leaders keeping toxic people because they have good end results and they don't care how they got there. And I think that is an issue that I see a lot where people don't want to get rid of that toxicity, even though it's breaking the rest of the team.
Or they may think it's too much to ask. I have kids that come to me in their late teens, early 20s into the lab and into academics. They want to be scientists usually, or technology builders, or entrepreneurs and building technology. And it's very common for them to tell me, you're the first person that's taken a personal investment in me. And it feels family. And in academics, it's not super common to feel like you can talk about, like, I want a rich professional life where I have deep, meaningful friendships and I know people. And I know people that are in those businesses and they never leave. And the retention is never even a question. I mean, they're the super businesses that somehow have found that balance between the outcome and profit and the process. I do think that if you don't care about the process, as I said earlier, sustainability becomes, I think, a problem. I think it can be, right? Because you're not adaptive if you really don't care about the process. And I don't even know, is it possible not to care about the process at all? To really be outcomes driven at the expense? That seems old school to me, but maybe that's just because I'm isolated.
Yeah, well, that is our 10 minutes, so I'm going to cut off our conversation there. Thank you so much for having it with me, and I look forward to doing it again with you very soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.